Hello, this is Ian Rankin. Before James McPherson reads Resurrection Men, here's a bit of background to the book. For my previous novel, The Falls, I'd had to do some research into the infamous Edinburgh killers Burke and Hare, who dispatched 17 victims in a single year, selling the corpses to local surgeons for dissection under the pretext of having freshly disinterred them. There was a roaring trade in body snatching at the time, as the only specimens medical students were allowed to practice on were those of executed criminals, and there just weren't enough going around to satisfy the demands of the city's burgeoning medical school. Of course, Burke and Hare were not body snatchers. They just pretended to be. But the fear among Edinburgh citizens was very real. On the fourth floor of the Museum of Scotland sits a mort safe, this being a heavy iron box which would be placed over a coffin until the body within had had time to decompose past the point of serving any use to grave robbers and their clients. For the same reason, watchtowers exist at the corners of several local cemeteries. The most obvious is on Lothian Road, opposite the Caledonian Hotel. Guards would be paid to take a night shift in these, warning off and chasing away the human hyenas. Various terms were used for the grave robbers themselves, including sack-em-up men and, quite obviously my favourite, resurrection men. So it was that, partway through my research for The Falls, I had already found the title of my next rebus adventure, and a plot was not long in joining it, thanks to a review of The Falls in a Sunday newspaper. The review had been penned by the city's chief constable. He was flattering in his praise, saying at one point that he wished he had won.